on the University of Georgia campus last week. 22-year-old Lakin Hope Riley died from blunt force trauma to the head, according to the coroner. Authorities believe Riley was murdered by 22-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra. While she went out for a jog Thursday, Ibarra, of Venezuela, is in the country illegally. Hungary's parliament has ratified Sweden's bid to join NATO. This brings an end to more than 18 months of delay that have frustrated the alliance. On the battlefront, the Israeli military has struck targets of the terrorist Hezbollah group. That happened deep inside Lebanon. At least two Hezbollah members were killed. On Wall Street, the Dow down a dozen points, but the Nasdaq is ahead six. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor cost and fuel cost are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C., that give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit ClarkComfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. A big warming trend through midweek before some major late-week cooling. Today, a great start to the week with sunshine high in the upper 70s. Tonight, clouds on the increase, but very mild, low 58. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Unseasonably warm, becoming breezy, high 82. In fact, I've got us around 81 on Wednesday with the risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night. Then much colder on Thursday. That's leap day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alive.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Barack Obama's been out of office kind of a long time now, and because we don't see him every day, it's become really obvious to a lot of people that the whole Obama thing was based on race hatred, anti-white hatred. That's how he got elected, from white guilt and anger at white people, and that's how he maintained power. And he stoked it, of course. A lot of people didn't see this coming. Obama seemed like the kind of person who could bring the country together, our first half-white president. He could probably see both sides of the race question. But no, he saw only one side, and it's hate-based. And so it shouldn't surprise you that now that he's a Netflix producer, along with his hate-addled wife, Michelle, he's producing more racial division in the form of scripted dramas. The latest is called Leave the World Behind. It's a fictional thriller about the collapse of technology and what humans would do with no phones or computers. The movie follows a family on vacation at a rental house, and one night they're visited by a father and a daughter who show up seeking shelter. They say their phones no longer work and they need a place to stay. So immediately the white family, because they're evil, that's encoded in their DNA, of course, is suspicious of the visitors because they're black. And it goes on and on and on like this. Here's a clip.
I'm asking for you to remember that if the world falls apart, trust should not be doled out easily to anyone, especially white people.
No, of course not.
Even mom would agree with me on that.
Yeah, because mom's a racist too.
Especially can't trust white people. Yeah. They're evil. This is the guy, remember, who became famous at the Democratic Convention in 2004 by telling us there is no white America. There's no black America. It's just one America. But of course, that's not really a profit model in politics, is it? So he's been stoking race hatred ever since, and the disarray around us is the result. Very few people have made a study of this. How did this happen? But Scott McKay has. He's a contributing editor at the American Spectator, author of the new book, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama, which it is. He joins us now. Scott McKay, thanks so much for coming on. So before we get into the larger questions about Obama, just tell us about this Netflix, whatever it is, drama. What does it tell us?
Right. Well, what it tells you a lot is the Obama worldview, right? I mean, the trade press reported after this movie came out that Obama's listed as an executive producer because he made copious notes on the script to make it more realistic.
Oh.
But if you watch the movie, what you don't find a lot of is realism. As you noted, the movie basically injects race into a thriller about the end of the world. And it basically starts out with a black family. Mahershala Ali plays a guy who's obviously a captain of industry of some sort. He shows up in a $5,000 tuxedo and a top-of-the-line Mercedes saying, hey, I'm the guy that rented you this Airbnb. I've got $1,000 in my pocket to reimburse you for a night of your stay. We need to rack out in the basement because the power's out in the city. And Julia Roberts, who is the wife in this, you know, drama, doesn't want to let him in the house because obviously she's racist. And based on this woman's background, she's a Brooklynite ad executive who's clearly a Democrat who would have voted for Obama. You know, it's like it's all perfect fit, right? It's like, oh, yeah, okay, so this is what the Obamas think of their own voters. You know, of course, the clip you played is, you know, you can't trust white people even in the middle of the apocalypse, when most people would tell you that race goes away in the middle of a crisis like that. And here's a point. So remember after 9/11, 90% of the country lined up behind George W. Bush. America was unified as never before, right? So we've gone from there to now where the Obamas produce a movie basically telling us that we're going to fall amongst each other on race the minute a crisis happens. And I would point to a kind of midpoint between this, which is the Fort Hood shooting. If you'll remember, that was, you know, a crisis situation, and you had a jihadist who happened to worm his way into the army, shoots up an army base. And the response from the Obama administration, which had just taken office, was that it would be a true tragedy if we lost our diversity in the military. Oh, not our unity, right? Because that definitely went away. And here we are now where we're making movies about the end of the world. And the first thing that happens is that the black people and the white people are going to fall out amongst each other.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, I think that's a great clip. But that's enough.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACD. This first segment brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. David Blackman is joining us in about 4 shopping minutes. Rosie Brock is here.
And here they are.
That SOB just never takes his foot off the gas pedal. And that's why things are the way they are. Jeb?
Please clap.
I remember that Fort Hood shooting. Yeah, what a shame. Sorry about all the dead people from the terrorists, but what a shame if we would lose our diversity. This is how they think. So I'm ready to go to a lighter note here momentarily as David joins us, our blogger buddy. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane has been doing right by customers since day one. In fact, that's why it opened, because Donnie Turner, in working for others, was told to not do right by people, by his bosses, and refused and actually got fired. Now, if you know Donnie Turner, the first question is, who could ever fire him? But he wouldn't play the game that was going on in the car repair business years ago. And 4 decades later, MPB is still there, not only as the stalwart, but the example they set for every other place in town when it comes to outcomes. Replacing, repairing, repainting everything that needs to be fixed. And then looking at the car on a bumper-bumper basis to make sure that it looks good as new, maybe better when they represent it to the customer. An outcome they have delivered thousands of times. Visit the Rich Thomas Wing should you stop by there. Otherwise, if your car is in a wreck and not drivable, have it towed to the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane where MPB is. Or call 27-WRECK with a W. Get your claim number so they can get started on putting you back on the road in a beautiful, good as new, maybe better, car. David in 2 minutes.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611,
for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
Static, the River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk
93.1 FM WACV.
All right, here's what the TikTards are up to these days. Calling dad and saying, hey, I am going to be working on an offshore oil rig.
You're the ExxonMobil?
Yes.
It's like an oil company?
Yeah.
I saw like a job posting and I applied. It's an apprenticeship opportunity in an offshore oil rig, and it pays so much money.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're in the middle of the ocean. The wind is blowing. It's probably one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
But they offered me it, and they said you'd get trained.
Because you're a guy.
Why did they offer me it? Do they think I can do it?
That's insanity.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
We love you too, man. And we love David Blackman joining us from somewhere in Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain, blogger extraordinaire. Good afternoon, my friend.
Yeehaw, how y'all doing?
Good.
You believe that TikTok thing? They're all doing it. Calling dad to say, I've been offered a job as an offshore oil rig worker.
I couldn't hear it, but I can imagine how dad responds.
I got to play it you for know, you. You got to hear
that's
this.
That's good, honest work. I'd be thrilled.
I mean, can you hear it now?
ExxonMobil.
Yes.
It's like an oil company.
Yeah.
I saw like a job posting and I applied. It's an apprenticeship opportunity in an offshore oil rig, and it pays so much money.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're in the middle of the ocean. The wind is blowing. It's probably one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
But they offered me it, and they said you'd get trained.
Because you're a guy.
Why did they offer me it? Do they think I can do it?
That's insanity.
You're the energy expert here.
She doesn't sound like anybody I'd want working on an offshore rig. That used to be one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly safe now with technology advances. If you go out to an offshore platform operated by ExxonMobil or Shell or anybody, any company that's operating out there,
mm-hmm.
The first thing you do in the morning is you go into a big conference room with everybody else that works on that platform who's about to go on shift, and you spend an hour to an hour and a half doing a safety briefing about every step of every job you're going to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this every day, every morning, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And most years, ExxonMobil has the best safety record in the world, and generally most years has zero lost time incidents on its offshore operations. So it's one of the safest jobs. It's really one of the safest jobs in the world. 40 years ago, when my uncle Bobby was doing it, he worked offshore for 20 years. It was a very dangerous job, but not anymore.
Her, the way she sounded, in fact, I may send you the video clip that came from. I've started seeing visions of Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah, and why did Deepwater Horizon have? In fact, I'm about to do an hour-long TV interview here at the end of March about Deepwater Horizon.
Really?
Why did Deepwater Horizon happen? Because BP, which was the operator of that platform,
right,
became so focused on cutting costs because of pressure from its shareholders and pressure from the banks, that it cut deeply into its own safety processes. And it had a bunch of cowboys out there managing that well. That well was kicking, which is a term, an oil field term for you know, having pressure jumps, okay, up the pipe from the floor of the sea, and, you know, which is generally a sign of a looming blowout.
Yeah.
For over a week before that blowout happened, Halliburton became so concerned about safety on that platform that 3 days before the blowout, it pulled all of its people off of that platform. And yet BP continued to operate the thing as, you know, as a standard operating procedure had become at BP. That's why that blowout happened, because BP lost sight of its safety processes. And BP, you know, for a long time has had one of the worst operating records in the offshore globally.
Brings back warm memories of the Obama presidency. Whoa, we got to find out who's ass to keg. Whoa.
Well, you know, and I will tell you that, of course, in real time, and I was very active in the industry working with industry-wide projects on legislation in Texas and Washington when that happened, and it put a lot of pressure on everybody in the industry. We were afraid, honestly, that because of the magnitude of that blowout and the volume of oil it put into the Gulf of Mexico, mm-hmm. made the Exxon Valdez, which happened in 1988, look like a day in the park, look like a little drip from your kitchen faucet. Wow. I mean, it was many multiples of Exxon Valdez, and we were really afraid that Obama was going to shut down operations in the Gulf for a year or more. Instead, he put a moratorium on for 90 days and lifted. I think he lifted it before the 90 days was up. And, you know, to his credit and his administration's credit, their people really worked hand in glove with people in the industry to get things back up and running in the Gulf after that terrible spill. But it was...
I'm sorry, I must have taken drugs before I came into the show today, because I'm hearing... They actually did something right in that administration?
They did something. They really did do something right. Now, in the Obama administration, you have to remember, you still had a lot of holdovers from the Bush administration and 8 years of the Clinton administration, which was very aggressive in developing the Gulf of Mexico, running those agencies. And yeah, Obama was bringing in a bunch of people from Sierra Club and NRDC and all these environmental groups. Yeah. But the people actually running those agencies were still holdovers from previous administrations and people who still understood the importance of working with these industries that they regulate. Now, that's all been lost in this administration. There, you know, very few companies in the industry can even get a meeting with the regulatory communists running those agencies now, because virtually all of them are refugees from the Sierra Club and the NRDC at this point. But at that time, that was 2010 or 11.
Around there,
which year it was. You know, at that time, you know, there were still people in those agencies who genuinely wanted to do the right thing. And the improvements in technology and safety that came out of that, you know, have really created an amazing record for safety and environmental stewardship in the Gulf of Mexico since then. So, you know, there's at least a decent moral to the story.
Well, I'm stunned. I mean, we're just getting started here, and I'm already in a state of shock.
Not often you hear me saying good things about the Obama administration.
I know. I may need a break here. Go on and cigarette, ponder all this. So, David, I guess we should start with Nikki Haley. Reminds me of an old John Belushi bit on SNL in the early years of the show, where he portrayed a character called the Beast Who Wouldn't Leave. He's over at somebody's house. There was a party. Everybody else had left, but long past the time where everybody was gone, he's still there chowing down on snacks and asking for refreshments.
Asking for more beer. Yeah.
And that came to mind thinking about Nikki Haley, who, even in her home state, got her butt kicked in a primary where Democrats and anybody else could vote in the Republican side.
Right. And she got a lot of Democrat votes and, you know, ended up with a decent percentage.
Decent, but likely fallacious. Is that the word? No. What am I talking about here?
Fallacious, yeah, that's a good word for it.
Okay, wow.
It's a fallacy because those weren't Republicans' vote.
My vocabulary is better than I thought. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So why is she hanging in there? Is she being getting a ton of money funneled her way from Trump-hating people on both sides?
You know, it's getting to be pretty tiresome, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, the Kochs are obviously fed up with it, and, yeah, and they pulled their funding, which is good. You know, that's a lot of money. But she still is getting money poured in from interests, the warmongering interests in the defense establishment. And so, you know, she's going to have plenty of money to keep going. She's going to keep getting beat by very wide margins. I mean, tomorrow in Michigan, you know, she'll be lucky to pull 30%. There's no state where any polling's been done that shows her with any chance of pulling off an upset. If she could have pulled off an upset in one of these first five contests, you would think, well, you know, it's okay, she's sticking around, you know, because she showed some signs of life and there's at least a justification for continuing. But after Saturday in her home state getting clobbered like that, Trump had, what the missed story about the South Carolina primary was, Trump had two times as many votes on Saturday cast for him than any winning candidate has ever had in a South Carolina primary.
That's ever. Interesting.
Twice as many as the next highest total. So what does that tell us? You know, CNN and MSNBC are trying to claim, well, you know, Haley got almost 40%. That's bad news for Trump. Well, no, Trump got twice as many votes as anybody's ever gotten.
They're never going to tell you that.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, he's in commanding position. There's no chance of her becoming the nominee. These prosecutions against him, his legal team seems to be doing a pretty amazing job, you know, navigating through that quagmire of litigation and prosecutions. And, you know, it doesn't really look like the Democrats are going to be able to lock him up like they want to do through this perversion of our justice system. And
that's the right word.
He's in really strong position. I mean, his polling numbers just keep getting better and better.
Yes, and they also are improving with minorities.
Yes. And really strong with Hispanics in Texas. My goodness, it's amazing.
Just to give people an idea, because they keep inventing new stupid words like Latinx or Latinx or whatever it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
The city of Hialeah, Florida is 95% Hispanic and votes heavily Republican.
Yeah.
So we've got to hope that some of the people coming in, you know, being from countries that are largely Catholic and stuff, will have some kind of a moral compass. That's not the way to do it, but who knows what, you know, once they're in, which way they're going to lean when it comes to voting.
Well, I think in Florida and Texas, he's in really good shape with Hispanic voters. You know, yeah, the border crisis, Biden's open borders is really turning up an awful lot of, you know, multi-generational Hispanic citizens in South Texas into Republicans. They are the communities that are most impacted, and all the hardships are having to be borne by the communities they live in. They understand whose fault this is, and there's really nothing Biden can do to change that. He's going down there to Brownsville on Thursday, and I suspect he's probably going to announce some new executive orders there at that time to try to get some semblance of order established down there. But, you know, he's really created a major sea change in Hispanic voter attitudes in Texas that aren't going to be changing anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I also heard over the weekend that I think it was Bill Maher who announced that the Biden administration is no longer using the term Bidenomics because everybody gets it. It's a failure.
Yeah, it's an abject failure. And, you know, inflation's starting to show signs of coming back. The Fed doesn't want to cut interest rates because of that. you know, it's all setting up for a pretty dismal second half of the year. And
we can only
at exactly the worst time for Biden.
Before we wrap up with Nikki Haley, I'm so old, I can remember when the word Koch brothers just sent rage to the liberals and conservatives saying, wow, they're so conservative.
Yeah.
But they're sponsoring this twit, Nikki Haley.
Yeah, and you know, they're open borders people. The Koch brothers, well, only one of them still living, but you know, they've been open borders people for a long time. They want that cheap labor, you know, for employees in their refining operations, and they have all sorts of heavy industry investments. They, you know, they want that cheap labor, and they've always been in favor of wide open immigration.
I remember when Joey Clark was part of my show before he went out on his own and became a big star.
Yeah.
That he used to do this thing on, it's the Coke-tapus! The Coke-tapus is straight! You know, they were destroying democracy before that became a thing, all hats on. Everything is destroying democracy. Oh, there it is, hearing on Willis disqualification set for March the 1st.
That's Friday, right? Yeah.
That judge is in a spot.
He's in a bad pickle, man. I sure hope he has some kind of security set up he's planning to rule against her.
Don't those two have to be charged with felonies for lying under oath after all this stuff has come out?
I mean, in a just society, they would be. They probably already would have been perp walked to jail after the circus they put on in court 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, both of them admitted on the stand to multiple felonies.
Yeah.
When you go back and really review the testimony, my goodness, I mean, if there was an honest prosecutor anywhere in the vicinity, they'd have probably already been perp walked to jail. But there's not one. And so, and there's not an honest governor, and there's not an honest attorney general, even though they're both Republicans, they're both corrupt Republicans,
right,
who won't lift a finger to do anything to correct this unbelievable distortion and bastardization of our justice system that's happening there. It's a travesty. And for that governor to sit there and do nothing, to me, it's just unforgivable. And I don't know how Georgia Republicans can show their face in public if they're not willing to get rid of that claim.
You're not kidding. It's crazy. David Blackman is our guest. Dave, please give your blog address so people can find you and support you.
Yeah, it's davidblackman.substack.com for politics and blackman.substack.com for energy. And I write about both many times every day.
I was just going to say, in case you didn't catch it when we were going over that TikTok prank call telling you I'm going to go off and work on an oil rig, David is an energy expert. So if it sounded like he knows what he's talking about, it's because he knows what he's talking about. He's been in the business basically your whole career, right?
Long time, man. Since 1979.
That's a long time, even though it seems like yesterday. Yeah, wow. So David will be... did you do the blog address?
Yes.
Okay. I am sorry. I am...
We don't want to overdo it, but I appreciate the plug.
I will tell you about my first world troubles after this break. I've had stuff going on. All right, we'll be back with David in just a minute. At 5:15 this afternoon, we will join Brent McDonald. We'll talk about your money and what today's market news brings and how it may impact you. I hope you listen. Also, hope you'll call 387-0094 if you have never spoken with a financial planner or you're not happy with the situation you have. They're happy to have a conversation with you with no pressure to buy anything or make any moves. Just a conversation about you, your money that you work so hard to make, and how they can best protect it and grow it. There are people that survive inflation and other financial crises through history coming out on the other side better with good advice. And that's what they offer at Invista Advisors, 387-0094. Our first traffic at 3:35.
Well, we have a minor accident North Boulevard at Alabama River Parkway. We understand that they are still waiting on some officers to come over there, write that accident up, and get them out of there. Other than that, we've got light to moderate traffic all over Montgomery. Please use caution though wherever you are. It is busy out there on the boulevards, Taylor Road, and 231 to Wetumpka, but no major problems anywhere at the moment. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Shopping is best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A Montgomery judge was seriously injured in a domestic incident Saturday afternoon. Circuit Judge Johnny Hardwick was assaulted in his home by his son, 36-year-old Kalfani Hardwick, around 1 p.m. Kalfani Hardwick was later arrested and charged with domestic violence in the first degree. The Alabama Senate has approved a bill banning DEI from public universities. Senate Bill 129 prohibits state agencies, local boards of education, and public universities from maintaining a diversity, equity, and inclusion office or department. The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. The Library of Congress has released Rosa Parks' Featherlight Pancakes recipe. The civil rights icon wrote the recipe on the back of a bank envelope in Detroit. Rosa Parks moved to Detroit after she refused to give up her seat to a white passenger on a Montgomery bus in 1955. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house. And to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are getting a little taste of springtime in February, at least through the middle part of the week. Tonight will be increasingly cloudy but mild, overnight low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, probably our first 80-plus degree day of the year with a high temperature up to about 82, becoming breezy, partial sunshine. In fact, we may do it again on Wednesday with a high around 81, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms perhaps by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, before ending Wednesday night. Then, behind that front, much colder on Leap Day Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
AT&T introduces their new landline telephones. The sound is clear as a bell. No cell service or internet connection needed. Just plug it in and go. You can turn the ringer down, but you can't turn it off. Rotary dial or push button. Comes in a variety of colors and styles, like desktop black or the princess model. It even lets your friends know you're already on the line with someone else. So convenient. Order yours with an extra long cord so your teens can sit in a closet down the hall to talk privately with their friends. Plus, it helps you get exercise when you walk to it every time it rings.
Hello.
And hard to believe, many residences are already wired. Millennials agree. Who needs faulty technology when you got the landline? New. Kind of. From AT&T.
Yeah, that'll prevent those cellular outages that their customers had to deal with last week. Did you see that they're offering all of $5?
Yeah, we got those emails last night. We didn't even have a problem. But, you know, whatever. They want to give me $5, I'll take it.
What a windfall, you know?
Yeah.
It's just incredible. I'm looking at Kudlow at the moment. It's on the screen. Willis and Wade facing renewed calls to resign. David, 2,000 calls between those two. Who have the audacity?
12,000 texts in a year.
Wow. I mean, I've had some hot and heavy flings in my life. I don't know if I've ever done 12,000 texts with anybody.
That's just unbelievable. I mean, it's like they weren't doing anything else.
But they're 16 years old. I mean, jeez. But we didn't start till this year and that year. I'm totally with the best friend forever who said, no, they were, pardon my French here, bumping uglies in 2019. Inclined to agree that. So, by the way, where is all of this at now? We have the hearing on Friday, but that's just for disqualification, right?
Right. You know, he's supposedly talking with the, what was the other partner's, the law partner's name who just got eviscerated on the stand the second day? Bradley?
I think that's
I can't remember his name now, but he's supposedly interviewing that guy behind closed doors today to, get some further information about his ridiculous claims that every communication he had with Wade for 6 years was attorney-client privilege, which is just so ridiculous, the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, except for Fannie claiming that she paid in cash for everything. I guess that's the dumbest thing. But anyway, if this judge, you know, I recognize he is in a really terrible spot.
Yeah.
Because if he rules against her, you know, there's going to be all sorts of violence and threats of violence directed at him and his family. And there's no question about that. I mean, you know, he kind of puts himself in her line of fire too, because what he's not going to do is remove her from her job, and she's the district attorney, and we have seen that she is crazy and a psychopath, and you know, she might try to go after him from a legal standpoint. So it's a tough thing. And they're not going to resign, obviously. I think they've come too far now with their grand perjury scheme to resign. The smart thing for them to have done, and the honorable thing, of course, which, of course, means they would never even think about it.
Yeah.
Is would have been to resign before they got on the witness stand, right? And realize they were in an untenable spot. Here's the other thing. All those other lawyers there at the DA's office who were defending her in that hearing obviously had prepped those witnesses to coordinate those lies.
Yeah.
They're obviously blatantly guilty of suborning perjury.
Yes.
Because there's no way they thought anything those witnesses were saying on the stand was true. And so what do you do about them? Because, I mean, there was 5 or 6-person legal team there in court with her, all of whom obviously were in on the scheme. So it's a mess, man. It's just an amazing mess over there. It's just hard to imagine. It's like the voters in Fulton County literally went seeking the very worst possible person they could put in that job and voted her in.
Well, just like New York City with Alvin Bragg and the other DAs around the country that have, you know, no bail. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
What these kind of...
And Letitia James and, you know...
By the way...
And of course, anyway.
No. Talk about Letitia James, because she's...
Well, I mean, she and Fannie Willis are the same person, essentially.
Yes.
They're middle-aged black women who think they're unassailable because of who they are.
Right.
Because of their personal identity and the fact that they check off all those personal political identity boxes that the Democrat Party prefers, they went into all of this believing they are completely unassailable and immune to having to comply with the same laws they enforce on others. And
the saddest thing about this, David, is we all heard the stories of oppression. Of course, the race car is being played. How do I get into office? I don't know. But I recently read a piece on their sisters who have become powerful people in cities like Baltimore and Detroit and other locations that are destroying their towns.
Yes.
It's a disaster.
It's what was the DA's name there in Baltimore? Who is in prison now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
For abuse of power and misallocation of funds, exactly the same crimes Fannie Willis is obviously guilty of. And what I think at the end of the day, what she and Ms. James are going to end up finding out is they're not immune. Ultimately, eventually, the legal system will catch up to them.
Inclusivity has to apply to all aspects of American life, and that includes justice. Because right now, that's one of the great ongoing outrages. This, I'd like your take on this. I don't mean to jump from item to item, but I want to do it before I forget. It's really warm here today, and I did 6 miles on the bike, and I think I overdid it. So if seem a little toasty around the edges, that's why. The murder of Laken Riley, the Georgia campus girl, by a suspected illegal immigrant. I think this could be a game changer, because the outrage that this murder has sparked and the attention it's brought to, people are here, we let them in, Joe let them in.
Yeah, blood's on Joe Biden's hands.
Totally on Joe Biden's hands.
And it's also bringing a lot of attention to the utter complete mendacity of our news media in reporting on it. AP publishes a story yesterday identifying this guy, a illegal immigrant from Venezuela, as an Athens resident.
Oh.
Making no other mention of who this guy was, okay?
Just an Athens resident, nothing about
it. A resident of Athens. And you know, they go to such lengths to avoid reporting the truth and reality about these situations, not just AP, but all the other media platforms that just take AP's reports and parrot them on their own platforms, which, you know, is what a lot of them do.
Right.
And the subtitle on the story said it brings up concerns for single, it highlights concerns, safety concerns for single women athletes, as if that's the reason why the crime was committed.
Oh my God.
because this was a single woman athlete. And that's an obvious effort also to demean women athletes, okay? In you know, is in AP's pursuit of pushing the whole trans agenda, right? Mm-hmm. In which men pretend to be girls and we're supposed to be okay with that.
No.
When they knock these girls out on the lacrosse field and injure them on the basketball court. You know, it's just so disgusting and so unethical and so dishonest. And that's getting a lot of attention on social media today.
As it should. And this Trump immediately, you know, turned it into, and I believe him when he says it, that he will seal the border on day one.
Sure he will.
And then begin the largest deportation of criminals in American history. And I believe that
part I don't believe.
Why is that? I'm just curious.
Because he didn't do much deportation his first term. I mean, he hardly did any. Obama deported more people per day than Donald Trump did.
I got you. Yeah. I keep forgetting he wasn't exactly perfect in office.
No, he wasn't exactly perfect, but he will seal the border, and it's not hard. All he has to do is re-implement the exact same executive orders and policies that he had in place when he left office and that Biden reversed the day he took office in order to create the disaster we've had for the last 3 years.
You're welcome to call and speak with David Blackman on the show this afternoon as we visit the Idiocracy at 272-9228. Soldier Boy is the first one in this afternoon. Hey,
thanks for taking my call. Thanks. Hey, David, and Fox announced it this morning that ICE admitted that he is an official illegal alien that crossed the border in 2022.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't hard. You know, all AP had to do was give ICE a call and find that room.
Exactly. And I noticed one other thing, too. Did you see how she was murdered? Bludgeoned to death. That means she was beat like a drum.
Oh, man.
Right.
And his wife, I guess she lives up in Michigan or somewhere, and he came down here for a job or something under the asylum thing and everything. They're not even, and they've released already, I think ICE released some of his previous crimes. I like what Mr. Trump said. What he calls them, bad hombres.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, that's who these other countries send here.
Think of the hypocrisy
of this. I mean, he's from Venezuela. How could he be an asylum refugee when the administration has lifted all sanctions that it was enforcing against Venezuela's political regime? I mean, how can we make a claim that these people are politically persecuted if we're not enforcing any sanctions on Venezuela anymore?
Well, Joe hasn't said anything about this murder, has he?
Well, no, he won't. And he won't say anything.
Because, like you said, blood on his hands. Soldier Boy, thank you for the call. Here is Skeeter.
Hey, Greg, how y'all doing?
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, me too. I got one idea. Instead of deporting them folks all the way back to their homeland, why not put them right back across the border where they came from?
Well, I mean, that's where they should go. Yeah.
I don't know. I have no answer for that. They don't belong here. So, yeah.
In fact, asylum law, international asylum law, requires these people to apply for asylum in the first country they move into out of their own country. Okay? It doesn't have any problems. It's not on the asylum list. So every one of these people should have been forced to apply for asylum in Mexico and remain in Mexico. Period. Not a single one of them should be allowed into our country under international law.
Right.
And yet we just throw the border open and let them pour in.
Skeeter, I had to disconnect your call because there was a lot of ambient noise coming in. And now we go to Eric the Dog with a call for David Blackman.
Hola.
Hola.
What does Trump need to do in order to keep any executive orders that Biden's put in place to keep from happening what Obama did to him? Put those executive orders, and then the Supreme Court made him stand, even though it's just an executive order.
You'd have to have Congress pass them into law. And, of course, Congress is paralyzed. And even when the Republicans have a majority in Congress, it's worthless because of the state of the party right now and the unreliable state of the party. So, you know, that's the only way. I mean, we've had this back and forth between administrations now for a long time, and unfortunately, because starting really with George W. Bush, each successive president has made more and more use of these executive orders, recognizing that Congress can't do anything, and so more and more of our laws being made this way, and it's not no way to sustain a constitutional republic.
How about we have Congress revoke the president's executive privilege or the executive orders?
That's a constitutional thing.
Are they only last for 30
it?
Days? Yeah, I mean, I think the legislature is the one supposed to make the laws. I mean, that's what I learned anyway. But I mean, what do I know?
Yeah, but neither party in Congress cares about that. So you know.
The Uniparty.
Yeah, the sad thing is I was where I'm at right now. I pulled into a gas station, and I drive a truck, and then about five guys jumped in the back of the truck. Not a one of them spoke English, which is fine for me. But they were looking for work, and they will load, they jump. I mean, they, and you live in Texas, so I'm sure you've seen it. But, you know, I got an old, dirty-looking work truck, and these guys just load up. I had to tell them, you know, I can't use you, you know. It's crazy how many people are down here and don't speak a lick of English, not a word.
Well, all fairness, that includes a lot of our multi-millionaire athletes who come here from other countries and make millions, and they can't find 5 minutes to say hello, please, and thank you. I mean, it's crazy.
It's disrespectful to us, I mean, but to the country.
We're a joke. We have become the laughing stock of the world. We are a joke. And cross it. Who the hell would want to go to Iran on any day for any reason? But try and cross into that country without permission and see what happens.
You go too far into Mexico, see what happens.
Yeah. Without documentation.
I gotta go back to work.
All right, David, we're at our top of the hour here, so we're going to take a quick break. We have SR News coming up, another look at the roads just ahead. David Blackman is our guest. Please give your blog address to people so they can look you up while we're talking for the next hour. What happened? Where's David?
For energy? Am I muted? Here we are.
No, we have these snowflake buttons on the board. If you even make the slightest contact, I'm serious. They shut off. So I need you to repeat the blog address from the top.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's davidblackman.substack.com for politics and blackman.substack.com for energy. And I can't talk today. It's terrible.
Well, I'm not doing that well myself, but at least we're getting our points across, I think, with some good clarity.
Barely, yeah.
David, thank you. Please hold as we get ready for the 4 o'clock hour. Reminder that Montgomery Men's Health wants to help guys who are dealing with the two things that affect most men as we age: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. And denying it, putting it off, being ashamed about it is totally a waste of time when you can get it fixed at Montgomery Men's Health. I mean, you hate going to the doctor, but this is a very special medical facility that celebrates privacy. If you've been experiencing things like no motivation, lack of energy, always feel tired, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or you feel like you're going through the day in something of a fog, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. And as you age, doctors now recommend a testosterone and PSA check annually starting at age 18. This is all stuff I've learned from the team at Montgomery Men's Health. A lot of guys suffer from low T and sometimes don't even realize it, but it does affect the quality of life big time. For $99, the providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation. For $99, that means you get the result and advice on how to fix it if these numbers don't come up positive. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that change lives, and they can experience, again, higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep, a faster metabolism, and they can help you with weight loss, which can also be a partial cause of ED. You can even notice an increase in libido and book the same day that you call. Time to start feeling amazing again. Guys, the number's 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment
today.
Traffic
is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Back with David Blackman in just a few minutes. Skipper, what you got?
Well, around Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, we've got